ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी शैल डिस्कस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ द बेनिफिट्स ऑफ लिविंग अ लाइफ इन सत्वगुण। इन भगवद्गीता लॉर्ड कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन्स थ्री गुणास्, तमोगुण, रजोगुण, सत्वगुण, and he tells the characteristics of each of these three. A student who is living a life in tamoguna, he'll be confused, he'll be panicky, he'll be lazy, he'll be sleepy, he'll be postponing everything in life. So the characteristics are given in Bhagavad Gita: nidra, alasya, pramad, sleep, laziness and madness. So such a boy will take to all kinds of intoxicants and he will suffer a lot. This is tamoguna. And rajoguna means two things: sangha and trishna. Sangha means is attached to opposite sex, and trishna means is passionate for getting honor, prestige, name, fame, glory and all that. Kuch karke dikhana hai. He is very ambitious. So he is a passionate person and is greedy. So this is the rajoguna. And sattvaguna means sukham and jnanam. Jnanam means wisdom and sukham means happiness. Like a philosopher or a poet or a scientist, they are considered in sattvaguna. Similarly in rajoguna, those who are competing in the market, business people, those are passionate, ambitious, rajoguna. And tamoguna means people who are dull, and people who are lazy, who never make plans in life and never grow in life, they are just wasting their life. Now, out of these three, which one is good? You all know the story. In our LKG, UKG, we learned one story. Once upon a time, a lot of monkeys were sitting in a tree. A businessman selling caps, he went to the basket and he put the basket down and he slept under the tree. And when he got up, the monkeys had picked up all the caps and his basket was empty. When he looked up, he saw they were all having his caps, wearing them. And he was having only his own cap. So what would you do if you were in that situation? You know, if a boy is in tamoguna, what he would do? He would become confused, panicky. He would cry and he will walk away from the place, my business is lost. If a boy is in rajoguna, he may take a stick in his hand and whirl it around, demanding the monkeys, get my topis back. Then all the monkeys will jump to the neighborhood trees and all his topis will be lost. But a boy is in sattvaguna, what he would do? He is intelligent. He will think twice, what to do now? How to get the monkeys to give my caps back? So he would take his own cap and put it in the basket. Then all the monkeys would put their caps back in the basket because monkeys imitate. And then he can take his caps and go back. You see? So sattvaguna means calm, clear, creative thinking. And that is only possible when one is cool-headed. So to become cool-headed, one has to cultivate sattvaguna behavior. Sattvaguna means like the food that you eat should be pure. The activities that you do should be pure. The books that you read, the chanting of Hare Krishna makes our mind calm and clear. Similarly, the books like Bhagavad Gita that you read, rising early in the morning, and thinking twice before you speak anything to anyone, being thoughtful and leading a life of clean habits. No meditating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. Pure life. In this way, our sattvaguna can be increased. So, we could give three examples to illustrate this, three gunas. Consider these three animals: a fox, a tiger, and an elephant. A fox is a nocturnal animal. It is awake at night. And he never works hard to get his food. Rather, whatever meat or flesh is eaten by the tiger and left behind, those remnants only eats. That is the fox. And also the fox is a very insecure animal. If somebody goes in the jungle, in order to save himself, he will pass urine and mix with the sand and throw it on their eyes to make them blind, so that they can't attack him. So his way of attack is insecure attack, pulling others' legs. Similarly, human beings also who are like foxes, they become very insecure. If somebody succeeds, that's my failure. If somebody fails, that's my success. Or if my friend is getting ahead, I feel jealous of him, envious of him. If some new book has come in the library, I will hide it so nobody else can read. I will only read and get good marks. This kind of thinking is actually insecure thinking. This is actually a fox mentality, which is actually tamoguna, you see. And rajoguna mentality is like a tiger or a lion. See, in a room, either a tiger can be there or a man can be there. Because if both are kept, either the tiger will eat up the man or the man will shoot the tiger. Correct, no? Because tiger is an individual player. He cannot coexist with anybody. So there are some students who are very brilliant, very intelligent, very talented, but they are independent guys. They think that, you know, I can do all alone. I don't need anybody else with me. I am very talented. I am very smart. And they want to prove to the world how I can single-handedly do everything. And they're independent, which is wonderful. But independence is not the highest platform. Because independent players may impress other people, but they cannot get many true friends. Because an independent player may tell his team members, आप सब लोग हट जाओ, मैं खुद करके दिखाऊंगा, अभी मैं फील्ड में चढ़ जाऊंगा, मैं खुद करूंगा. एंड देन ही डज समथिंग ग्रेट. बाकी लोग पूछते हैं, हमको क्या करना है, इसे सब ताली बजाओ बस. सो देन अदर पीपल, नोबडी फील्स हैप्पी विद हिम. दे थिंक ही मे बी वेरी ग्रेट, बट यू नो ही नेवर इंक्लूड्स अस इन द टीम. ही डजंट शेयर द सक्सेस विद अस. ही इज टेकिंग एवरीथिंग हिमसेल्फ. ही इज इंडिविजुअल प्लेयर, सो ही विल बी लेफ्ट ऑल अलोन. जस्ट लाइक द engine along with many bogies, it's supposed to carry all the bogies. A team leader is supposed to carry all his people with him. But if he only wants to show off, then he is like engine. So engine is going, but all the bogies have remained behind. So individual players cannot be successful in the long run. They can't get long enduring success. Then the person in sattvaguna, he is like an elephant. See, elephant is a large, strong, gentle and a vegetarian animal. Just because he's a vegetarian, he's not a small animal. He has a huge body. And the elephant can walk on the road, even in a city, and everybody will see the elephant with great joy. Can you see a tiger walking on the road with great joy? Everybody will be afraid. People will run away for their lives. Whereas the elephant can walk on the road because he has learned the art of working well with humans. He can bring logs of wood for the humans, and humans can give him, tons of grass and take care of him. Sometimes the elephant is intelligent enough to learn to play in a circus, sit on the top of a stool, small stool or something, and then gets applause from everybody. In this way, the elephant has learned the art of working with many other people. This is sattvaguna. Sattvaguna means, in mode of goodness, yes, you are an independent and smart leader, but you would like to share the talents with some more independently thoughtful leaders. So, like for example, you are good in one subject. Another boy is good in another subject. You are good in engineering drawing. Another boy is good in mathematics. You can exchange your notebooks and you can help each other. That is interdependence. So, dependence, independence, interdependence, tamoguna, rajoguna, sattvaguna. So Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna teaches how to live a life in sattvaguna. Sattvaguna people have no envy, no jealousy. They don't want to pull anyone's leg. They have abundance mentality. Sarve janaha sukhino bhavantu. Let all living beings live happily. We are all God's children. Live and let live. And let us share and enjoy success. Everybody can be successful. I can be successful. You can be successful. He can be successful. She can be successful. Everybody. So in this way, people in Sattvaguna become very broad-minded. And they lead a very cheerful and happy life. Sukham and Jnanam. They have wisdom also. And they have Sukham also. So you all are getting to attend regular classes. And by through the regular Bhagavad Gita classes, you are learning wonderful philosophy. You are eating prasad. You are chanting Hare Krishna. So in this way, you are giving up all bad habits and developing good habits. So you are coming to Sattvaguna more and more. And while coming to Sattvaguna, the old habits will come back again. The Rajaguna, Tamaguna habits. Whenever they come, you push them away and try to live a life of Sattvaguna. And you will become joyful in life. And in Sattvaguna, you will be happy in this world. And if you chant Hare Krishna at the end of your life, you will go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.